And we're back
with another episode of Real
Talks
with
Rad. Wow, we didn't even plan that, but that was so crazy. Good.
I'm Romy.
And I'm Addie.
And you're listening to
Real Talks with
Rad. Little late, though.
We are just the two of us tonight. Can I get a round of applause for that? Matt, cue the sound effect.
Can you give us something fun?
Yeah, maybe not a round of applause. Give us like a studio audience.
Let's hear it.
Full creative control.
That could be concerning. Full creative control. But honestly, let's hear it.
For that warm introduction, guys.
Oh my god, it's like those TikToks that TikTok trend where you're like, you say something and then you just tell your friend to record a video saying like yes or no. So like you react to it. So our reaction, he could put something like who knows what, but then our reaction's like, oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Welcome to our couch.
Yeah.
Romy literally. And I are currently sitting on our couch in our living room, and this is typically where we chat.
This is where we chat. This is where we hang out. This is like our average Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
And every other night of the week.
Maybe the occasional Saturday. We spice it up a little and get out.
Yeah. But this time, you're invited. So buckle your seat because who knows what we're going to talk about.
Oh, I know what we're going to talk about.
What are we going to talk about, Ro?
Well, I think it's kind of fitting that it's just the two of us tonight. And I think we should talk about what it is like living with your best friend.
The big dramatic thing of living with your best friend that so many people say
you shouldn't
do not do.
But
we haven't killed each other.
No, we have not. And honestly, I feel like we haven't really given you guys like an insight on what it's like living with each other. So this is just a perfect opportunity to do so.
And actually, serious talks. A lot of people recommend not living with your best friend, and Romy and I did kind of try to weigh the pros and cons and make sure that it was a good decision and it wasn't going to hinder our friendship. So,
but I think so far, so good.
So far, honestly, Ro, I'm being a little, I can be like a little mushy. I feel like it's brought us closer, even if that was possible.
No, 100%. I agree with you completely. And no, before we did move in together, well, let me preface this. We actually lived together, like we've mentioned briefly, in LA, but we lived together for a month in literally the same room. We shared a bathroom, a room, a bed. Like, we had no space.
And then let me just also preface, I did actually have my own bed, but we just ended up having sleepovers almost every night.
Well, that's true, because her bed was also in a living room, and it wasn't much.
Okay, to be fair, if we're, like, really telling you the real story, I did live in a different apartment before, and then I ended up having to go home, and then I came back, and then when I came back, my other roommates had left, so I needed a place, and so I went to stay at Romy and Matthew's. And the bed, the extra bed, was in the living room, which was basically in the kitchen, which was basically at the front door.
Which was basically, like, no privacy whatsoever. So instead, she decided to come into my room, and I decided to take her in.
Right. So we learned a lot from that experience, but we kind of have a few tips to going about, whether it's your best friend or even an acquaintance, like, if it's someone that you were before living with them, have a relationship with. I feel like there are a few things that you need to kind of like set in stone and talk about with each other before making that commitment, because it is a big commitment and you want to make sure that if you do have a relationship before going into it, that you're not doing anything to ruin that.
No, absolutely. Addie and I, one of the first things we said to each other is that our friendship comes first. That comes before anything else. If for whatever reason we decide that this living situation is not good for us, instead of fighting or arguing or trying to push through it, we would just say to each other, I don't think this is working out, and our friendship is more important than just like faking it with each other. And I think that was a huge, huge thing to say and acknowledge. And I mean, luckily it hasn't become a problem for us. But if it did, I feel like we are the type of friends where we can be very honest with each other and have that open conversation where we would sit on this couch and just be like, it's not working out. Mm-hmm. And we put ourselves and our relationship before, mm-hmm. before anything else.
I think the number one thing is to make sure that you are just so open with each other and expressing your feelings. And for me personally, and for something that Romy's expressed before about me, is that I hate confrontation. Like, I will do anything to avoid confrontation. I don't like upsetting someone. I don't like when someone's upset. I don't like arguing with anyone. So Romy has said that sometimes I will like brush little things under the carpet because I don't want to hurt her feelings or I don't want to start an argument. But eventually, when a bunch of little things are brushed under the carpet, when one maybe like more, maybe a bit bigger thing happens, everything kind of adds up and then it maybe explodes more. So apparently that's a Taurus thing. You said your mom does that too.
Yeah, I do think, I don't like know how much I really believe in the signs. No judgment to those who do. I like sometimes I'm like, whoa, signs, astrology, it's also real. Then other times I'm like, nah. But mainly that's because I'm a Capricorn and Capricorns don't have like the best.
I don't believe in signs, but also that's because I am a Capricorn.
That is because I'm a Capricorn and Capricorns tend to have like not the best rep online, and I don't know enough about them, but I think I'm like pretty cool. So personally, I think Romy over Capricorn. No offense if you're a Capricorn.
Did you kind of identify more with Aquarius? Yeah. And you're like on the border.
Yeah, I'm on the cusp.
Jinx. Oh my gosh.
So yeah.
You owe me a Ben and Jerry's.
Oh, easy. We'll walk to the market after this, please. Yeah, no, that is something that I raised to Addie. It's come up a few times in our friendship, and I feel like it's made a huge difference because I feel like that doesn't happen anymore. Also, to be honest, Addie and I don't fight often. I think we've gone to maybe a total of like 4 fights over our entire friendship. I do think fighting in any relationship you have is not a bad thing as long as it's dealt with respectfully and... Because then it's so superficial. If you're just looking at each other and pleasing the other person all the time, then can you really be yourself? Like, Addie has seen my ugliest side of me, I really think. She's seen me when I'm sick. She's helped me when I'm sick. She's seen me get really upset or anxious or angry, and she's always there to have my back. And I think that at the end of the day, that says a lot more about our friendship than anything else. And the fact that we work through our arguments.
Yeah, I wouldn't even call them fights. Like, they've just been, like, sisterly arguments.
Yeah, they are sisterly arguments for sure. And I think that you've managed to kind of vocalize anything that's bothered you throughout the, like, us living together.
I can't even really think of anything that's bothered me. Have we? Just, like, little things. Like, you'd be like... do you mind like taking out the garbage?
Yeah.
It's just stuff like that.
Just like little things.
Is your something off in the fridge?
Okay, I have a thing where if food goes off really quickly. Addie imitates me and she just says that I don't waste food. I just think that it goes off a lot more than it probably does. So yeah, communication is a huge, huge thing in living together. Another thing is boundaries and independence.
Mm-hmm. As much as you are best friends, or like we're best friends, I don't know if you're living with your best friend or a friend, that doesn't mean you have to spend every second together. I mean, if you want to, obviously,
go for it.
But we've like had like a really nice balance of like obviously spending lots of time together because like A, we've missed out on a lot of time, as I'm sure most people have with their friends over the past couple years. So obviously catching up on that. But also figuring out times to kind of have our alone time or our space or whether you want to call that like your self-care time, whatever it be. We've had a nice kind of personal space boundary.
It's kind of like when one of our doors close, if you need the other person, you knock. Like you never just walk into somebody's room.
Yeah.
If we have somebody over and like... For example, when my boyfriend comes over, like, Addie doesn't just barge into my room. But obviously when me and him are out in the living room, like, she comes and hangs out with us. And that's all we want, to be honest. Like, it's kind of like we share everything but also have our own personal space, like Ads mentioned. And another part of that comes with independence in the sense of I find that because our school schedules are very different and just our daily routines are pretty different for them. We try to incorporate each other in like going to get a coffee in the morning, or Addie takes her dog for a walk, and sometimes I'll try to join if I'm not too lazy. But our days are pretty good. Like, we kind of have our own space, and it's like, oh, hey, like, do you want a breakfast or something like that? And if the other one can't, it's not like you're being petty or anything like that. It's like, okay, cool, see you later. Or like, what we like to do, and it doesn't work for everyone, is if one of us is out at night, we like to know where the other one is. Mm-hmm. So it's just like a text me when you're on your way home, because I don't want to hear the door like unlock at 11, like past 11 p.m. and not know that it's Addie coming home.
Right. And some people probably, I feel like, maybe wouldn't like that. Like, maybe they're like, I need my personal space. But Romy and I are very like, well, A, we both just for safety purposes like to like make sure the other's okay.
Yeah.
But also, I guess it does really kind of, if you're best friends, then maybe like that's something. But if you're more acquaintances, okay, maybe you don't have each other's location, or maybe you're not saying, when are you going to be home?
It's not like we're like texting each other being like, where are you all the time? Unless it's like a, hey, where are you? Like, I need you, or any friend. I need you right now. Or like, hey, just let me know when you'll be home. If I'm asleep, I'm asleep. But like, just good to know. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. But
another really great thing that can kind of like make the living situation fun is if you plan little girls' nights.
That's what I was going to say.
Not even girls' nights. Any night.
Roomie nights.
Roomie night.
I think that what I was going to say is like, our days are so independent, and then it gets to nighttime and Ad sits at her desk and does work, and I honestly climb into her bed and I do work on her bed and stuff like that. Or like a night like tonight when we're done our podcast, what do we have planned?
We're going to bake cookies. We're going to watch a movie.
We're going to walk and get ice cream. We're going to do face masks and just catch up. I mean,
well, Ro and I were separated for a couple days. So it's a long time. So we have to catch. We have lots happen.
That's how you know that you also have a good roommate relationship and friendship, when one of us is home and the other gets a message being like, hey, I miss you. Yeah. And we're like, oh, wait, it's been 24 hours.
Exactly.
Maybe it's almost unhealthy.
Borderline. Anyways, yeah, definitely like plan little, whether you want to have like a wine night or maybe like a board game night.
You can't say wine night.
Okay. Maybe if you want to have a board game night, or maybe you want to make a pizza together. I don't know.
Or it's 11 p.m. and you have an essay due the next morning and you want to make TikToks together.
Yes, we have done that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Also, actually, let me just say, one of my favorite things about having a roommate / best friend / someone that's in school as well is that certain nights when you both like look to each other and you're like, it's gonna be an all-nighter, and you're like, well, we're in this together, buddy, let's go.
And then that's kind of when we also like have our independence, but together. It's kind of like those situations where sometimes, like, I love when you have a friend that you can just be like, hey, I'm bored, want to come over and nap. Like, one of those where it's like, hey, I have work to do, so do you. Let's do it separately, but together.
It's just comforting.
It
like,
is.
It was like, there was one night where I was, like, at my desk and you were, like you mentioned, on my bed working. I think it hit, like, 4 a.m. And we, like, looked to each other. We're like, do we do 30 more minutes now? Do we go to bed now and wake up a bit earlier? Or do we work for 30 more minutes and get 30 more minutes of sleep in the morning? Like, what's the sitch? And we kind of worked through that together and decided. And we both finished, and it was like,
I was going to say, you're also a great, like, it's very nice to live with somebody who motivates you as well. And there are days where I find, for me personally, because I just struggle with anxiety and stuff, and some days it's just hard to get out of bed, and I'll hear Addie walking around, or even sometimes if it's past a certain time and she gets a little concerned, I get a little knock on my door, and she's like, Ro, what are you up to? Like, what are you doing? And it's not in an overbearing way at all. It's in a very caring way, and then we'll make an effort to go get, like, physical activity together, mm-hmm. or go get a coffee together, or do stuff like that, where Ads just, like, genuinely motivates me to get stuff done and also take care of myself.
Yeah, that's a great, if you can find also someone to live with that, like, you, like, obviously, like, push each other and motivate each other to do things too, it's amazing.
But it's also a really great balance in the sense of, like, This is why I wasn't worried about living with ads, is sometimes I feel like she actually knows me better than I know myself. Like, she can look at me and be like, okay, Romy's in a bit of a mood. Like, I'm going to take a step back. And that's just out of respect. So it's like, no, she's not going to knock on my door every day if I haven't said, like, if she gets a message from me or something. Or also, sometimes you have to let your friend just sit in bed and just have a day to themselves. But it's more just like a, hey, I'm doing this. Do you want to come? And kind of like just encouraging them and giving them that option.
Mm-hmm. And I think that you kind of touched on something too, is like picking up kind of social cues in a way.
Yeah.
Is another important thing when you're living with someone. Because like you said, maybe I can tell that you're just wanting to be like, you need some personal space for the day. And so I can pick that up and realize, cool, like, that's today. Maybe if your roommate's in the kitchen and they make a comment about something, take that cue. Whether they say like, oh, this dish is, I don't know what someone would say, this dish has been in the sink for a day. I mean, that's a bit of an obvious cue, but just being kind of like aware of your surroundings and really trying to have, I feel like, an open eye, open eyes and ears to your roommate, and like understand that you are sharing a living space, so you want to respect that other person too. So just kind of social cues, I think.
Yeah, not every day do we get an opportunity to sit on the couch and hang out. There's been days where we've both been running around, and then it gets to the end of the night and it's like one of us is making dinner, the other one's done dinner, and they're ready to go to bed. There's been nights where the first few nights we were here, I'd pulled all-nighters so much because she had so much work to do and I was exhausted and I went to bed. And then again, she was respectful that my room is right by the kitchen. She was quiet, but also she did her thing and I let her do her thing. And it's just like a very good balance between understanding each other, communication.
Everything. We've kind of, it's nice. We've figured it out. We've like kind of learned what works. So it's that's also our little, if you're planning on living with a friend or you do live with a friend and maybe you're experiencing some troubles, maybe reach out to us on Instagram and we can kind of like chat about like what you think.
Yeah.
Some things that you've experienced, maybe if you've lived with your friend or currently living with someone.
Look, we're also new to this. We've only been living together for so long. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, I hope not, but I'm sure there might be obstacles along the way. And it's just, it really is just about the way you deal with them and just.
Yeah, like I'm saying too.
Respecting
like
each other.
If you have any tips for us too, like send them our way. Like I'd love to hear other people's experience and opinions on this topic, because a lot of people, like we said at the beginning, say that you should never live with your best friend.
Listen, I'll say it. There are certain ones of my, like certain people who I'm really, really good friends with, or like some other friend, like really good close friends that I just don't think I would successfully live with. And at the end of the day, I prioritize our friendship. And luckily, we had a very good conversation before we moved in about a lot of things and a lot of boundaries. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's been working.
It has.
And on the topic of friendship and going back to our shower thoughts, I had an interesting shower thought this week where it wasn't such a shower thought that maybe sparks much conversation amongst other people. But I don't know why. I was just reminiscing on my high school experience and I was thinking about my friendship and my best friends and how it's a group of three, Addie and Devin, who we've spoken so much about and still has yet to come on the podcast.
Who we may have asked and got turned down, literally got rejected from her best friend.
In her defense, we did ask her like 20 minutes before, so it's okay. But yeah, my shower thought was just like, how do you deal with groups of three and make it a successful relationship? Because I think it took us a lot of trial and error to figure out, more so in our high school days where like, you take things a bit more personally.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can actually speak from personal experience. Back in the old days, back in elementary school, grade three, I was a part of a group of three in grade three. Oh. And three, wise old threes. Mr. Hamill said, one day actually, the three of us, it was a pretty recent friendship. Like, we just had kind of joined forces, the three of us. And very interesting dynamic, actually, now that I think of it. But anyways, I guess something had happened. One of us, not, it wasn't myself, but one of the girls got upset. She told on us.
Ooh.
The teacher, I think she like cried at recess. I couldn't even tell you what happened. But the three of us got pulled in to our portable. We were in a portable in grade 3, and Mr. Hamill had a chat with us. And I remember this, that he told us that sometimes group of threes are really hard, and it's difficult to have a group of three.
My mom has always said that.
Really? And yeah. I remember that always stuck with me. I was like, oh, so I'm like, every time I would start performing, I'm like, oh, sorry, someone's got to go. Threes don't work.
No, my mom has always said that. Yeah, I also had a group of three, and then it kind of became a group of four in elementary. But for my, like, most common experience, I would say my group of three and my strong group of three has been me, Ads, and Dev. And I remember specifically in high school, you guys lived a little bit closer. Actually, still, me and you probably lived closer.
I'm same distance between you and her.
Okay, yeah. But you guys were, you saw each other way more often than I saw either of you. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Well, Dev used to go train a lot.
And we were friends before. So maybe, like, I don't know if that was, like, that, like, we didn't get close till a bit, like, later on.
Yeah, we hung out, the three of us, often, but I'd say me and Ads only really got, like, really, really tight, like, kind of, like, years into the three of us being mm-hmm. good friends. Mm-hmm. Dev was the main source of us all being together, and I remember I used to feel really left out and take it very personally when they would hang out, the two of them, and my mom used to say, like, you can't be invited to everything. You can't, and you can't take it personally. I mean, every time... And it was more so in high school, where it's the sense of, like, your parents drive you everywhere, and you live far apart. So, like, my parents couldn't really drive me, like, around Ontario to see my friends and stuff like that. But she, like, kind of brought it to my attention where you just can't be invited to everything. And as you get old, but as you get older, what's the harm in inviting one extra person? It kind of, like, shifts, I think, as your age changes and as you grow up a little bit, where now it's like, obviously, well, Addie and I live together, so it's a little different. Like, Dev's always welcome here. She knows that. We have an open door to her, always. But the sense of, like, if we're going for dinner, like, why can't we just write in our group chat, we're going for dinner, you should come? And it's, like, making the comment of, we want you there, or you should come, versus, you can come if you want to. Mm. I think that's a big thing.
I think for me, I've just always really kind of understood that different people have, like, different relationships with different people. Like, I have a very different relationship with Devin than I have a relationship with you. And when you and Devin hang out, sorry, we're really talking about Devin here.
Well, yeah, because it is our group of three.
Yes. But when you guys, and I understand and appreciate that you guys also have a very different relationship. And I've personally never been one to get upset when, like, if you guys were to hang out, the two of you, really, I honestly, unless it was something that, maybe if it was an outing that, sorry, Romy's giving me a really look.
I recall some things in high school. I feel like we would all make, like, petty comments when the others would hang out.
I would say if it was something like an event, like doing something like an experience in some sort that you're like, okay, why wasn't I invited to that? Like, that would be fun.
Versus hanging out, like, at a house.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like, oh, yeah. We did this. Like, it was, like, kind of just a whatever chill. I could see that. Like, if it was, like, something that you would want to do as well. Like, you know that I would like to do that, so.
But taking a step back to also realize, like, we have different relationships. Mm-hmm. Sometimes Dev would be invited to certain events and you would go with her and stuff like that. You can sometimes only bring another person. And just, like, taking a step back and evaluating the situation and realizing kind of, like, what's really worth the conflict at the end of the day. I feel like, okay, maybe this was more so Dev and I, but, like, as we got a little bit older even, kind of just, like, making comments or just, like, honestly just vocalizing how you feel. I definitely recall a time where I was like, guys, I feel a little left out. And you guys were totally cool about it and understanding and kind of explained.
Yes, that goes back to being open and honest, like, express how you're feeling.
Well, because at the end of the day, you're going to, like Ad said, sweep it under the rug and then something's going to come out. Or worse, like, I find if I don't confront something that's really bothering me, I'm going to act petty towards the situation or the person. Mm-hmm. And that's the last thing I'd want, because that's going to affect your relationship and your mm-hmm. friendship. And then I just found as we got older, like, we really kind of got the hang of it and just respecting the other's personal relationships, but also prioritizing the three of us at the end of the day.
Because sometimes you might need, like, just to be with one person. Like, maybe you just need to talk about something, or you just, like, you know, just need to chill with that one person. And you, the other, the third in the, it's hard because, like, you're like, yes, the three of us are all best friends, but, like, that doesn't mean that you have to do every single thing, the three of you together.
Absolutely. But also making time for the three of you, too.
Yeah, for sure. I think also a big part of it came from, like, all of, well, I'll say most of my closest friends in life have not lived close to me. So, like, I've just always kind of accepted the fact that, like, okay, maybe I can't do something or I can't get there. Like you said, like, especially when we were younger, if you can't drive somewhere, like, you can't get there.
I feel like you and Dev were very independent in the sense of, like, go training and stuff like that.
That too. Like,
and to be honest, I did not have much experience with mm-hmm. that. And in my area, everyone's just really close together. Also, I did have friends in high school that I hung out with very often as well and mm-hmm. stuff like that, where maybe that kind of, like, sunk into things. And it kind
of... And also, you... Where you didn't love to drive long distances either when you were younger.
So. I wasn't allowed to. When I first drove, yeah. I wasn't allowed to drive so to that where was Dev lives too. So that was another thing.
We were lucky that we had, like, a car for transportation. So I just, like, if I wanted to go, I was going.
Yeah. And I think just, like, looking back and reflecting on all of those situations and kind of realizing that at the end of the day, you're not going to be included in everything. But if that's really bothering you, reevaluating your friendship and also reevaluating the people that you speak to, because if they also, if you open up about that and they don't respect that, then are those the friends you want at the end of the day? That's a question to leave you off with. But three is always going to be a struggle. Like, there's so many ways to work around,
like, it. Beryl and Mr. Hamill once said, threes are hard, but as long as you guys communicate. I guess this episode is really harping on communication and being, like, on open about your feelings.
Yeah, and that's how you have successful friendships and relationships. Or anything in life,
yeah.
Yeah, it should be that with family members, with group members at school, with mm-hmm. friends, with your partner in a relationship, all of that. And just putting your feelings... Also, sometimes, I was going to say putting your feelings first, but sometimes you do need to put your own feelings aside and think about other people's feelings and think about what they were going through during that time and what they needed as well. Intuition.
Intuition. Let me tell you guys, Romy's intuition has been kind of scary on point recently. Like, actually, both, we've been on the same wavelength, like, a lot of things.
Yeah, we have. We've been, like, speaking at the same time. It's weird.
And this is not intuition. This is just, like, a side note weird thing. Romy and I have been playing, like, little, like, guessing games just randomly. Like, she went to the grocery store and she came back and she's like, guess how much my bill was. I literally guessed the exact number. And then I did.
Oh, yeah.
What did I do? I did something and asked you to guess something. And you guessed the exact number.
It's weird. Right now, we just are just one with the earth.
What?
That's not the right term to use.
And that is our cue, I think, to stop talking, because
I think we've been rambling.
We've been rambling and we're getting into silly, goofy moods.
And I think it's time for Ads and I to go pop some popcorn, walk to get some ice cream, and watch our movie that we have yet to decide on.
But thanks for joining our sleepover, because that's literally what you just did.
Yeah, thanks for listening to us ramble, and hopefully what we said made sense. And if you have any different opinions, like, please feel free, like Ad said, to message us.
Little sad note, this is our last episode of this season.
Oh, cue the awe effect.
I know. So sad. So sad.
But hopefully we will be back.
Maybe, just maybe.
With the season three.
But this season was actually so fun.
This was a really good season. We had really cool, fun guests on that we planned to have on for a while.
And hey, maybe if you want to inspire us, or if you happen to be interested in our show, let us know what you would possibly want in season three.
Yeah, and like what improvements you'd want.
Cool ideas.
Yes, if you want more of just the two of us, if you've had enough of just the two of us.
Topics of, like, honestly, we're open books, so just let us know what we should chat about, and we probably will.
We definitely will, let's be honest.
Anyways,
Thanks so much for listening, guys.
Thanks, guys.
And good night.